All right, so we are on the bottom of Pei Dalet Amud Beis. The last skinny line. We started this story, but we'll start from here. So the Gemara tells the following story. Yemar Bar Chashu have a musik beizuze beahu gavra. Right, so Yemar Bar Chashu, so he was owed money by a particular person. Shachav, and that person died. So Bishafik Arba, and he left a boat. So Amrele Leshluchei, so Yemar said to a shliach, Zio, bless you. He said, Zio Tafsa Nihalei. He says, go grab the boat, right? We've been talking about being Tofes, right? The person's Nechasim, so you can be able to collect your chot, right? So Azal Tafsa, so the guy went and he took the boat, but however way he was able to get a hold of it. Fine. So he grabs the boat. So Pagibir of Papa Rav Huna Bred Yeshua. So the Rav Papa and Rav Huna Bred Yeshua, they bumped into the Shliach and the Amulei. They said, At Tofes the Balchov, the Mokum Shachab Lacherim, you're going ahead and you're gonna now be Tofes from the Balchov in a scenario where he actually owes somebody else money. There's other people who are owed money also here. So for Amrav Yochan, Ha Tofes the Balchov, Mokum Shachab Lacherim, Lo Kana. Right. If you go ahead and you look at Rashi, Hatoves the Bachov, Shliach Hatoves Metatalin Shalove, Letzarech Bachov, Bemakum Shachav Lacherim, Shemafsid Balechovin Acherim, Bitfisasa. Right. He's going ahead and he is getting himself while other people are owed the money. So that's not something, if he tries to do so, what happens? Lo Kona. He's not Kona if he does so. And Rashi says, The Lav Kokamini Lachov Zeh, Kade Liskos Ezeh. Right. You can't decide. You can't be the one to decide that I'm going to collect. And someone else is going to be out money now that they can't do. So what happened? So yeah. So what happens? Tafsua inu. So fine. So he let it go, but they actually take it because presumably Rashi says, "What do you have?" This is the second word there. Sha'af. What's the next word you have there?
Afheim no shim
boma. Oh, afheim. So I have like a weird. Okay, good. Afheim no shim boma. Right. They also were owed money by him. Right. So they go ahead and they now are tofes. I think part of the reason that they're less inclined to allow him to do so is because he's the shliach of a person who's owed money, but they're the actual balcho themselves. So they go ahead and they are tofes. Fine. So what happens? So Rav Papa mimlech miluche. So Rav Papa goes ahead and he starts using the Rashi as manhiga beugin shala. He takes the oars of the boat and he starts to, I guess, row the boat using the oars. So Rav Huna b'Rav Rav Yeshua mamsala ba'ashla. So Rav Huna b'Rav Rav Yeshua. So he starts moving it using ropes that are connected to it. Okay. Fine. So Mar anak anak. So now they start to have machlokas. Who was the one who was kona the boat fully? So we don't know what to do. So paga b'hur of Pinchas bar Ami. So he bumps into Pinchas bar Ami. Amlehu, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Tavaya, v'hu shetzivurin u'menachem b'tzivurin. What are you talking about? This whole conversation about being tofes. When someone owes you money, you can go ahead and make a tefisa again before the yorshim get a hold of it. As we've been talking about, that's only a situation where the item is sitting in the rishus harabim. Right? But if it's just sitting on the simta, if it's sitting on the side of rishus harabim, so then you can't just go ahead and be tofes. So amalehu ananami mecharufisa denara tefis. And say no. We didn't take it from the side. We took it from rishus lomitzanua al svasanar shikasimta elamizet chatafnua shahaya molicha beemsa. Hanar, she called Svinos Holcholsham. However, Kushajram, we got it from the middle. It was like sitting in the middle of the river. Fine. So Amalhu Ananami Micharifusa Denara. Oh, sorry. That's they said. Fine. So Asla came in the Rava. They came in front of Rava. Amalhu Kakai Chivare. He says white geese. It's a non-nice thing to call them. In case you're wondering, white is because they're old. But geese is, I don't know why geese is a bad thing to say about them, but it's not a good thing. Kakai Rash is avazim. It means geese. Oh, sorry. He doesn't explain it.
Yeah, this has a...
You know, what does the note say?
A quote to Gemara in Brachos that yeah. Represents wisdom.
Right.
Geese represents wisdom. So white is old and...
So you're meaning, but meaning it's being sarcastic? He's saying you're not really.
So the one who's...
Or you should know better.
Yeah. Yeah,
Right. So he says, right? He says, "Kakai chevar mishachay glimei de inshi." Right, mafshitin talitos hanashim. Right, Rashi says. So, Hachi, you're gonna like, what are you doing? You're taking people's, taking people's property. So, Amar Rav Nachman, v'hu shetavse mechayim. What are you doing here? Like, what? Your svar is totally wrong. You don't know what you're talking about because their whole rule, we pass on like Rabbi Akiva, right? Originally, which was what this whole tefisa process only works when there are yorshim. If you got him when the guy was alive. Once a guy passes away, we pass and you can't be tovus anymore. So he says, "You guys are ridiculous. What are you talking about? You're totally off. You're totally off." Whatever the exact insult is, but the bottom line is, he's saying to them, "You're wrong," and something about them being old and wrong, and he says, "You're wrong." Why? Because you don't pass like that. We pass like Rabbi Akiva. Then at the end of the day, the tefisa has to have mechaim. Fine. And if the person's already passed away, then you can't make any tefisos at all. You can't go take the money belongs to the yorshim, and there's nothing to talk about. Fine. Okay. Next story. Avimi Berei de Rabbi Yavo Havimaske Bezuze Bechozai. So Avimi Berei de Rabbi Yavo had money that was sitting in the Bechozai. So Shadrinhu Biyad Chama Berei de Rabba Baravuha. So he sent it in the. So I mean, he owed money, correct? Mm-hmm. He owed money. And someone in Bechozai. So he sends the money with Chama Berei de Rabba Baravuha. So he sends him sends the money with this guy Chama, who is the son of Rabbi Bar Avuha. So Azal Parinu. So he goes ahead and he pays the loan. So Amalahu Havali Shtara. So he says, fine. So now they pay the loan. Please give me the shtar that says that I owed you, right? That my mishaleach owes you. So Amrulei Sitraininu. They said to him, no. Look at Rashi says Mitzad Acher Hanu Noshimbo Milva Ape. Right. The truth is, this guy owed me double. He owed me $1,000 for a star, in a star, but he also owes me $1,000 from some other loan that he paid that we never wrote down a star for, right? So umachmas osa milva nachzik behem. And I'm getting this money that I'm collecting from you now is for that loan, not for the loan that he paid for, and therefore I'm not giving you back the star. Okay. So us like coming to Rabbi Yavo, they came to Rabbi Yavo. Like, what do we do? So Amalei ischasadi deparasinu. Do you have to Chama, do you have witnesses that you paid him back? So Amalei lo, he said, I don't have witnesses. So Amalei migid yechol nomar lo hayu dvayim ma'olam yechol nami lamemar sitraininu. So he basically says, when the guy now is going to claim, what's he going to say? He's going to say, look, I'm not telling you didn't pay me back. I'm saying you did pay me back, but you paid me back for a different loan, right? And since that's true, the guy is a migu, right? Because what could he have said? Could have said, what are you talking about? You never pay me back anything. So now he's saying, he'll say, no, you didn't pay me back, but you paid me back for a different loan. So therefore he's believed. That's a migu. That's what he has a migu in the case. So that's why we'll believe him. So shoot. So now we're stuck. And he can't, the person who tried to pay back the loan is now stuck. He's out the first amount of money and didn't get the star back still. So le'in shlumei shliach mai. So now the question is, well, maybe the shliach messed up, right? The shliach made a mistake here. So is the shliach going to have to pay the mishaleach for the extra money now that he paid out, because the guy's gonna have to pay again to pay back the loan? So Amrav Ashi Chazinan I Amale Shkol Shtare Vahav Zuzei Mishale. Meaning, it depends what the mishaleach told him. If he told him take the star and pay the money, so now he's gonna pay, because what did he do? He paid the money first. But Hav Zuzei Vishkol Shtare. But if he said to him pay the money and then take the star, lo mishalem, because that's what he did. He followed his orders. Gemara says, "V'lo, that's not true. We don't make that distinction." Ben kach uben kach mishalem da amalei l'tikune shudrashicha v'lo la'avsi. He says, either way, he's got to pay back. Why? Because obviously, what did I do when I sent the shliach with the money? What did I send him to do? To pay down my loans. And I want at the end of the day for things to be better. Instead, you made it worse. Right? So you haven't done your job, which was to take me off the hook from the loan. And that you didn't do. So the bottom line is he didn't do his job. And therefore, Chama, in that case, the shliach is going to have to pay back the money that was supposed to be paid off. Okay. Next case. Hahi itza, dahavu mifkadei gaba miluga dishtare. So there was a woman who was holding onto a bag full of shtaros. Okay, they didn't belong to her. They were placed there as a picado. She's holding it for somebody else. So look at Rashi. Rashi says, Tavim mifkadei gaba me'avi yusomim. Right, it's the father of of orphans. So they had, there were a whole bunch of shtaros that people owed the father money, which would go to the yorshim basically. And she was holding on to a meluga de shtare, tik male shtaros. Right? So it's a bag full of shtaros. This guy was a person who loaned money out. She had all these shtaros and people who owed him money. And so rather than have their orphans hold on to it, they couldn't do that. So they gave it to the woman to hold on to. So she's holding on to it. And then what happens? And then this guy, it must be that from the, sorry. It's fun. She's holding it in the father for the father, right? And then the mi'avi yisomim. Point being, because then someone dies. So watch what happens. So, right? So, asu yorshim katavi limina, and the yorshim want to collect it from her. So the question is, presumably she was holding that. She was presumably holding them when the father was still alive, right? And then he dies, right? Mm-hmm. And now the yorshim come. They want to collect the back. That's the only way it's possible. Because if he had already died before, she wasn't holding on to them when they were already orphans. That's not when she first starts holding on to it. She holds on to it while the father's alive. Then the father, for whatever reason, he was keeping it with her, whatever. Mm-hmm. And now the father dies. Mm-hmm. And now the Yorshim come and say, we want the bag. Right? And look what she says. And she says, oh, Amra lahu, mechayim tafisin lahu. What do you mean? Even while he was still alive, I collected the bag. It became mine. Okay, so therefore she would say, again, that's even a contrary. Bikiva, she can do that. Right? She can collect the mechayim. Okay, so us like Hamid Rav Nachman, the God of Rav Nachman, Amala, Yisachas Sadeh, did have Uaminech, Mechayim, Phil Yahavis Nihalai? Do you have witnesses that he came to you to collect the bag and you said, no, what do you mean? It's mine. Did that ever happen while he was alive? Did you have any conversation like that? Amala, lo. She said, no. So Imkain, have a tfis la chamisa. Then that's a tfis la chamisa. Tfis la chamisa, lo klomu, a tfis la chamisa is nothing. So forget about it. Good. So another proof that this idea of the tefisa hachamisa is nothing. Hahi itza di chayva shvua beidina derava. So there was a certain woman who had to take a shua. Why? Presumably she was trying to collect money, and she didn't have only had one witness or whatever it was. So she has to take a shvua. So Rashi shai adam tova. Sorry, shai adam tova mamon vihi koferis. Someone's coming to her to collect money, and she's saying, "I don't owe the money." So they say, "Fine, if you want to claim you don't owe the money, then take a shvua." So she has to take a shvua to say she doesn't owe. Okay, fine. So Amrle Bas Rav Chista. Bas Rav Chista was Rav's wife. Rav was married to Rav Chista's daughter. So Bas Rav Chista, meaning Rav's wife, says to him, "Yadana ba techashuda shvua." He says, "I know." She says, "I know this woman. She's a lie. She's a liar." So she'll take a shua, but she's going to be lying, right? So getting her to take a shua is not going to help you because you're not going to know any more facts by her taking the shua. She'll lie anyways. So afcha rava l'shua ashekenegda. So what did he do? He flipped the shua and he said instead of look at Rashi says l'shua ashekenegda hatovea osa yishbavito. So he changed it and he said since I don't trust her to take the shua, you if you're trying to collect take a shua that really you are owed the money. And by the way, it's the Mishnah. The Rashi says, "Kedisnan." It says in Shavuos, "Ve'elu nishbayin v'notlin." Right? That who is that? Shekenegdo chashal shavuah. If you have who are the type of people who have to take a shavuah in order to collect somebody who about whom the person he's trying to collect from is a chashal shavuah. So if that's true, then all of a sudden, instead of the other person having to take a shavuah that they don't owe, you have to take a shavuah that you do owe. That the money's yours. The money's owed to you. Fine. Okay. So next, what happened later? It continues the Gemara. Zimnin have yasve kamei Rav Papa Rav Ada Bar Masna. So they were sitting in front of Rav Papa and Rav Ada Bar Masna. Aisu hahu shtara gabei. And there was a certain star that came in front of them. Amalei Rav Papa. And Rav Papa said, Yadana bei the star priyahu. Rav Papa says, I know that star. That star was paid already. I know the guys. I know the parties. I know that someone had taken a loan. I know they paid it up already. So Amalei, Ike Enish Achrini Behadid Demar. So he said to him, "Do you have somebody else like who can stand with you? Meaning, you're one. You're Neidecha. Do you have another person who can turn you into a Shteyedim?" So Amalei, lo. He said, "No, I don't. Just me." So Amalei, Avigav the Ikemar Eidecha Laflumu. Sorry, you're just one Eid. So sorry, I can't. We can't get rid of the star just based on you and your edus. You can, by the way, the eid echad can still require the person to take a shvuah. right? That they can still do. But meaning I can't dismiss the case and say that they can't collect the loan. After all, you're only one aid. So Amalei Rav Ada Bar Masna. So Rav Ada Bar Masna said, V'loye hey Rav Papa kibas Rav Chista. He says, wait a second. Rav Papa said that he knows that this star is no good, right? Is he worse than Bas Rav Chista? Right? Bas Rav Chista, again, when she said she knew, so what happened? Listen to her, right? She said, I know the woman's a liar, and he flipped it. You wouldn't let her take a shua. So why don't we say the same thing over here? Now, Rav Papa says, I know that this loan was paid. Why don't we listen to him also? So the answer is Bas Rav Chista, Kim Li Begava. Mar lo kim li begava. So Rava says, look, Bas Rav Chista, my wife, I know, right, this whole happened with Rava. So Rava says, look, my wife, I know. Right? I know that she's not gonna lie. Right? Rav Papa is big time chacham, but I don't know for sure that he's not gonna lie. Okay. So Amr Rav Papa, Hashda Amr Mar Kim li begave milsehi. So Rav Papa says, fine, but if you're going to tell me that believing someone, knowing that you know somebody so well that they're not going to lie, is a thing, that matters, that's a halakhically meaningful, could go to Abba Mar Bari. So then, fine. So Abba Mar, my son, the Kim the Bigave, Karana Shtar Apume. So if he tells me that he knows, so I'll tear the Shtar up based on his testimony. So Karana Shtar Apume. He said, wait, you tear it up, Mamish, tear it up. Right? No, Ella Marana Shtar Apume. No, but the fact that he tells me he knows, I would actually be willing to again not allow a person to collect based on that. Meaning you can't say that about me. Fine, you don't know me well enough to say that I wouldn't lie. But someone that I know, he said, Rav Papa says, if you're telling me that works for Bas Rav Chista, so it'd work for me with my son. He's just giving an example of a person that he knows well enough that he would know that they wouldn't lie. Fine. Okay, next case. Hahi itza di chayva shvua beidina. The Rav Bibi Bar Abaye. So there's a certain woman who had to give a shvua in the bezin of Rav Bibi Bar Abaye. So fine. So she had to take a shvua in such a place. So amalahu ahu baldin. So the other person who was the person requiring her to take the shvua. So he said, Tesi v'tishtaba b'masa. Let her, maybe instead of having to take the shvua here, right, in some random place, let her come take the shvua in our hometown, or in her hometown. Why? Efshar demichsefa umodya. Because it might be better in that case. Why? Because she's going to be more embarrassed to lie in front of her own people who know her. So she says, do me a favor, can we do this shvua thing, not here, but do it in her hometown, where I have a better chance of her, you know, being willing to you know, she's less likely to want to lie. So she says to the Bezdin, Kisvili Zechavsa Dechimishtabana Yahavili. So she says to them, okay, you want to do that? No problem. But I was willing to just take a shvua here. So I want you to write a letter to the Bezdin that I'm going to go to in my hometown and tell them that I already took a shvua. Basically. Right? So meaning he wants to take her to Bezdin in her hometown, which is more likely that she's going to be unwilling to lie, and she wants to pull a move and say, "Well, look, I was willing to take the shvua here, so you write me a letter that I was willing to take a shvua here, basically that I took the shvua." So look at Rashi says, "Kisvili zechusa shabasi ladin v'niftarti hemena b'shuasi." Right, that I'm already done, basically, meaning she didn't actually take the shvua, right? But write the letter. Kilo, I did it already. Right, fine. So amalahu Rav Bibi Bar Abaye kisvula. So it's fine, write it for her. It's fine. So Amr of Papi, Mishum da Asisu Mimulai, Amrisu Mila Milyosa. Since another harsh thing to say about him. Since you come from people who are full of things, Rashi says, you come from base Eli, right? Shehein Kruse Yamim, right? Base Eli was known, right? Eli's children were known to be, you know, deceitful, etc. So because you come from base Eli, you say things which was like, you know, a place of people who are not, said things and did things that were the wrong thing. So you're going to do the same thing. Meaning, not literally, but you're full of falsehoods, basically. I mean, what are you talking about? It's ridiculous. Ha Amar Rava, because Rava said the following: Hi Asharsa de Dine de Michtava Mikame de Nach Vusade Achasimos Yadayu Psula. Right? Because Rava said what happened. Because Rava said if you want to talk about a star and give it an ishur, meaning to say that it's a good shtar, right? So how do you make a shtar a good shtar? You have people sit up, Rashi says, Ashar sa loshon chozek, kamo yashar kachacha, right? Chozek. So Ashar says yashtar, Rashi says, kiyum ashtar. What is kiyum shtaros? Shekosvin dayanin b'mosa of tlasa havina, right? The dayanim say, look, we sat down, three of us, v'asa ploni, uploni, v'asidu, achasimos, yadayu, and these following people came, and they witnessed our signatures, vashrenuhu, v'kaimnuhu, and we said it was a good shtar, right? So meaning, you have kiyum shtaros. When kiyum shtaros happens, that's great. But if you have a kiyum shtaros that happens before, right? Before it ever happens. I mean, if you write a shtar, basically you write it all out, saying that it happened, and it hasn't happened yet. Right? So what happens to that shtar? That kiyum of the shtar is puzzle, right? Right. So basically, he says, "Hay ashar se dedaina de michtava mikame de nachvu sade achasimus yedayu." Right. Meaning, we said the witnesses, you know, watched a sign, but if they didn't, and you wrote it ahead of time, and they hadn't done it, so it's puzzle. Why? Ama michtze kishikra. The reason is because it looks like a lie. Right, if we already signed, sealed, and delivered before anything ever happened, right? So that looks like a lie.
We had that gemara. I think in the beginning of Pesukos,
right? Could be
that whole process of
certain kiyum shtaros. Yeah, we talked about kiyum shtaros. Yes, yes.
And sort of anticipatory, like if you do it in advance, but before actually doing it, it's not valid.
Right. So we're going to talk about another case where it happens all the time, actually, and we'll see in a second. So, but the point is, and why is that? Because it's mechzik shikra. Because it's a joke. You did it already, and now you show up to sign it, and you already wrote it out. And what's going on here? So hachanami mechzik shikra. Same thing here. You're going to write a letter that says that she took a shvua when she didn't take a shvua yet. That's ridiculous. You can't do that, right? So hachanami mechzik shikra. Veleisa. The question is, but they rejected it. Why? Meaning Rav Nachman. They rejected it because of Rav Nachman. Darn Rav Nachman. Omer, hi, Rabbi Meir, afilu matzo be'ashba, v'chasmu, v'nasnu la'kosher. Let's say a guy found some type of shtar in the garbage, right? And that was already written, but it hadn't yet been signed. And then he takes it out of the garbage and he signs it and gives it to somebody. So it's fine. But afilu rabbanu lo pligi alei de Rabbi Meir, ela begitei nashim. Sorry, Rabbi Meir is talking about a get. Right? It says a get was written. Right, and it has the same names, his name, her name, the whole thing, everything's 100% kosher, right? But he found it in the garbage. It wasn't written for him. So the mayor says if he takes it out and the Edom signed it and he gives it to her, totally fine. It wasn't written for him. So the Rabbanan who argue with him, they a few Rabbanan lo pligi alei the mayor ela begitei nashim. Why? And why they only disagree by a get. Why? To be in a ksiva l'shma. Because then you can't have that. We pass in that way. You can't have a get that was written by, you know, stam. The get has to be written l'shem, that man, and l'shem, the woman. The sofer does that, actually. He says it out loud. Before he writes it, the get, he writes it l'shem, this man, l'shem, this woman. So they're very, very careful about that. So he says that's what they're about to disagree. How about Bashar Staros? Module. But in other Staros, he would agree. Right, the Amr of Asi, Amr of Yochanan, Shtar Shalavabo, Uparo, Eino Choser, Velovabo. So let's say someone borrowed money based on a shtar, and then he pays up. Right, so what happens? So you're not allowed to take that same shtar again and borrow again with the same shtar. Why? Shekfar Nimchal Shiabudo. Right? Because the Sheba has already been Nimchal. Rashi says, Mishaparo, Bala Shtar, Venimtses, Mave Hashnia, Nilva Ape. Meaning, the reason why you don't use the same shtar again is because it's now, you're already mochal in the shibud, and now the shtar is not going to work again. You have to write a new shtar, otherwise this shtar has already like lost its power in a certain sense. And therefore, it's considered like a milvah peh. You don't want that, you want to have a shtar. But the bottom line is, says the Gemara, time adim the nimcha shibuda. And what should have been the reason? If I already paid back the shtar, right, why should I not be able to lend with the same shtar again? It's a mechzik shikra. Again, I'm using the same thing. It makes no sense. So, aval mechzik shikra lo chashinan. Clearly, they weren't bothered by that, right? So, you see that was not something that bothered them. And the fact is, this is actually a raya for the practice that many rabbis have when we write a ksuba at the wedding, right? So, there's on the bottom of the ksuba is the word vikanina, right? Which means that the chassan made a kinyan to say he agrees. So the whole discussion is should you be makbid not to write the word v'kanina until the moment that he makes the kinyan, then you fill the they write the word viranina, and then you fill in the line of the kuf right after me. It's the kinyan, and then the edim sign. So some people are mach, but they have such a chumrah. What's the problem with that chumrah? It's a practical problem. Is that the rabbi at the chasen stage is busy with a lot of things. And oftentimes, it happened to me once, and I've seen it happen to people, that you forget. And then what happens? You sign the shtar, sign the ksuba, you didn't write the line, and then you bring it to the under the chuppah, and someone's reading it, and they go, oh my gosh, you didn't write the vikanina. Right? So many, many poskim, including many rabbis, they say, it's fine, just write vikanina early. They didn't sign it yet. You write vikanina, that's not a problem. Why? For this whole reason, you're not worried about, the mechasek hashikra, we're not concerned with. And therefore, that's why a lot of people don't have that chumrah, because it becomes a chumrah dasa de kula. You know, you're going to end up making mistakes. So, okay, fine. Next story. Ahu gavra da'afkid shav marganisa ditsare besadina bei rebi mi asha barbered rebi Yeshua ben Levi. So there was a certain person who gave a necklace of seven pearls, and they were being held in the house of this person, Rebi Misha barbered rebi Yeshua ben Levi. Shachif Rebi Misha. So now that person who had been holding on to it, he died. Velo pocket, right? And he had never given any instructions what to do with these pearls, what to do with them. So Asla came to Rabbi Ami. So he came to Rabbi Ami, what do we do? So Amalei, Chada, so basically tell him, he says two things to know. Chada, diadanabe, Rabbi Misha, Barbere, Rabbi Yeshua, Ben Levi, Delo Amit. He was not a wealthy person, right? So number one, that's how we know that. Probably wasn't his. Right? Va'od ha'kayayv simana. I mean, what happened was, some person showed up and said, this is mine. Right? He was holding on to these pearls for somebody. We don't know for whom, and then he died. And we don't know who it's for. Right? So, Aleph, I know it's not his because he's not a wealthy person. He didn't have this type of fancy stuff. And Bez, the person who came to claim it, had a simin. He said, I'll tell you exactly whatever it was. He had some way of telling you what type of pearls they were. So, fine. But that's only true if the person who came to claim it is a person who doesn't come around very often. Why? What's possible? The guy knows something about it. That could be very easy because he comes for Shabbos lunch every week, and so he knows what these pearls look like. He's seen them a million times, and therefore he tells you a simon, not because it's him, but because he just is familiar. So it's a person who's not familiar. And you know that this person doesn't the one who's holding on to it isn't wealthy, wouldn't have had it. And number two, he has a sim. Well, I guess number three has a sim. Okay, next. Hahu gavra da afkid kasa da kaspa bechasa. So there was a person who left a silver goblet in the house of chasa. So and then shachiv chasa, and then chasa passed away. V'lo pocket, and again he didn't give any instructions. Who did it belong to? Who should it go to? Also the common to Rav Nachman. They came to Rav Nachman. Amalahu yadana beba chasa to lo amid. So number one, he says again, I know that Reb Dan Chasa was not wealthy. He wouldn't have had such a fancy cup. Va'od hakayav simanet. And secondly, second, the guy who came to claim it had a simon. V'lo amen ela de lo ragel the ayal v'nafik lahasam of a ragel the ayal v'nafik lahasam emer in yeshachrina afkid v'iyu mechzichanet sechazet. Same exact answer. Again, only true if the person who came to claim it wasn't around very often. Fine. Ahuda afkid. Mitachsa bei Rav Dimi. So there's a person who left a tachsa. Tachsa is a Rashi says lavush meshi. It is a silk garment. So again, something very fancy was being kept in Rav Dimi's house. V'lo pocket again. Shachiv Rav Dimi. V'lo pocket again. He passed away and he didn't give instructions to us. Like how much Rabbi Abba? It's like in Rabbi Abba, and he gives the same answer. Amalehu chada diadana bei Rav Dimi talamid. Number one, we know Rav Dimi was not wealthy. V'od ha kayayiv simana. And number two. The guy gave us a simon. V'lo amen ela de la yot l'ragel da'al v'nafik l'hasam ava ragel da'al v'nafik l'hasam eima ina shachrini afkid v'ihu mechse chazia. So again, chazia. So again, same story, only because the person who brought the simon, person who wasn't around very often. Next story. Ahu da'amalehu nichsai litovia. So now, what happens? The first three cases were cases where the person didn't say who it belongs to. And so he says, no, I'll tell you what it belongs to. It belongs to Tovia. Okay. So, Shachiv. And then he dies. Asya Tovia. So now a guy named Tovia shows up. So, Amrav Yochanan, Harei Ba Tovia. What do you mean? I mean, Tovia came. So that's fine. If he said Tovia, and the guy shows up as Tovia, we didn't say which Tovia. Tovia, this last name, Tovia, that last name. We didn't say. But the guy, the guy comes with the same name, so we assume it's the same person, and we give it to him. So Amr Tovia va'aser of Tovia. Right. So what happens if he said it goes to Tovia and Rabbi Tovia comes? So now it's somebody else, right? So what? So what? Are we makbid that the person has to be Rav Tovia? So the Tovia Amar, the Rav Tovia lo Amar. Yes. So the answer is yeah. He said Tovia, not Rav Tovia. Okay. V'inish the Gisbe, ha Gisbe. Okay, but what if the person is a rabbi, but he knows him for a long time, so he is his friend. So if he's his friend, he didn't call him rabbi, he just calls him Tovia. So fine, so the answer is yeah. If that's the case, so then it would be, it doesn't matter, then it doesn't have to be Rav, it should be, meaning Tovia could mean even Rav Tovia, because he wouldn't have called him Rav Tovia. Fine. So Asu Shnei Tovia. What happens if two people named Tovia show up? Shachim and Tamei Chacham. Just a neighbor and then a Tamei Chacham. So then what? So Tamei Chacham called them. Okay, so then the Tamei Chacham comes first. We assume that he would be, meaning the presumption here is that he, again, this is, let's make one distinction here. This is not a case of Pikado, where he's holding on to something that belongs to somebody else. We just didn't know who the person was. So if that was true, then these rules are not going to work. Because assumptions here are that he would choose one person over the other. If it was just someone gave it to him to hold on to, it's not choosing someone. It belongs to him. It belongs to one person. It doesn't belong to a different person. This is nechsai l'tovia. He's saying, I want my nechasim to go to this person. He's choosing somebody, right? So if he's choosing one guy, tovia, and there's two of them, one is a neighbor, one is a tam l'chacham kodem them. Right? So we assume the tam l'chacham. Why? Rashi says, the mistama adam matzik maisav l'zchus b'shas misa. Person wants to do, you know, good things. He wants to do better. So I guess being mefine, it's a Tamei Chacham is a mitzvah. So he wants to give it to a Tamei Chacham. Fine.
This is differentiated from the case where the person described what the item.
Exactly.
Was.
Okay. Exactly. The point is that because there the guy was just a pikadon. Okay.
Right.
He was holding it for him, and we just want to figure out which person was he holding it for. So my point is, all these answers we're going to say now are about what the person would prefer to be giving his money to. So clearly, that's why the case is nechsai. It's I'm using my money and giving it to somebody else, and I just said I'm giving my money to Tovia, but I didn't explain which Tovia. So now, which one do I give the money to, right? But as opposed to, I need to determine which person he was holding it for. In which case, I wouldn't care which person he prefers. Mm-hmm. Which you need to know the MS, which person it was. Okay. And Rashi continues there. Let me just think of the end of the Rashi. He says. He said to Amar Mar, every Navi gave Nivu only for one reason, to help a Tamei Chacham from his Nechasim. That's what we wanted to do. Okay, so it's considered a valuable thing to do, to help Tamei Chacham. Okay. Fine. So you buy. So Karov v'Tamei Chacham, next case. What if it's his relative and Tamei Chacham? Tamei Chacham Kodem. So still Tamei Chacham was first. Okay. Yibailu, another question. Shachain v'Karov mai. What if it's his neighbor? Right, he has a neighbor named Tovia, and he has a relative named Tovia. So which one do we assume he meant? So Tashma Tov Shachain Karov me'ach rachok. So Mishlei says it's better to have a close neighbor than to have a brother's far away, meaning it's better to give it to you. You want to have it. Having a shachin tov is a shachin that you're collected to. That's very important. So presumably he meant to give it to a shachin. Okay, shnehem krovin lechora. By the way, in these conversations, it would depend on the metzias. Like you have to know like what would be most likely in that case. Shnehem krovin, ushnehem shchenim, ushnehem chachamim. So then what? So what do you do if both of them are krovim, or both of them are neighbors, or both of them are chachamim? So then, shoot it to the dine. So you have to, then you go to bring the bezdin to figure out exactly what I said. They bring the bezdin to figure out who we're dealing with. Okay. So Amalei Rava Labrei de Rav Chia Bar Avin. So Rava said to the son of Rav Chia Bar Avin, Ta Eima Lacham Yosam Ya Yusa. I'm going to tell you a beautiful idea to have an Amar Avucha that your father used to say. I'm going to tell you a vort from your father. Let's say you sold a shtarchov to somebody else, right? So someone owes me $1,000 and I sell it to you, right? So that means that you'll be able to go collect $1,000, right? So v'chazar machlo, and then I go ahead and I tell the guy, and Mochel. Right? So what happens? Mochel. It's Mochel. Fine. V'afili yoresh Mochel. And even like my child later would be able to be Mochel on the star that I sold to you. Okay? So that all that's true. So I don't know, I think that's like a beautiful Dvar Torah. But that's what he said. Amazing, because it's amazing war. Like, how could that be? Right, but that's the point, that person could always be Mocha. Okay. Rashi, so look at Rashi. Rashi says, V'chazaru Mochlo ha-mocher shu milva mochel lova. Right, so he's Mochel. Mochel, why the amrle lova lokech la bal dvarim didiya? Because what's going to happen, if I'm Mochel on the star, and Adam comes to collect, he's going to be like, well, who are you? You're not the guy. Right, so he can say to him, You have no tainus. Maybe it's not nice. Maybe I shouldn't do that. But fine. Moda Shmuel b'mechneset shtarchov lebayla v'chazra u'machoso she'ena macho v'nishiyada kiyada. However, Shmuel's moda that what happens if a woman gets married and she brings a shtarchov into her marriage. That's like part of like next name. Look, and she brings a shtarchov with her, right? And then after she brings it into the marriage, she's mocha. She's mochelas. What happens? So then, ain't a mocha. That's not mocha. Why? Because again, his hand is like her hand.
So that was
okay. Right, the last part.
The last point.
The last part,
right.
Is what the father, that was the wonderful thing the father
is the,
said.
Is the second point, right. Correct. Because the first point is like, okay. But the second point is the chiddush, is that because yada ki yada, so then that part is the chiddush, that she, right, correct. That in the case of the marriage, because yada ki yada, so she, if she would go ahead and be mochel, it's not going to work. Okay. So we'll stop here. That was pretty good. That was actually good. A good daf for all of us. And we'll pick up next week, L'chora, on Wednesday morning. Yeah. L'chora, okay.